This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Robinson's on him. Tatum maneuvering. Oh, the ball knocked away. Another great defensive play for the Knicks. They've got it. They've won it. New York has gone up 2-0.
That's crazy.
It happened again, Hugh. it happened again.
I tried to tell him yesterday.
Here we go. I told you so, Douglas. No. The Knicks beating the Celtics on us.
I said yesterday. We were talking about it. And I said, I understand, you know, because, you know, basketball fans, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You're crazy. You're nuts.
We tell you that about everything.
Yeah. And I was like, but it feels like, the Knicks might have a shot. And for them to win, too. And I'm not, like, everybody felt like, you know, Boston was the better team and nothing like this could happen.
Yep.
But, man, you know, your back's against the wall a little bit now. And I know you could come back because, what, LeBron and those cats were down 3-0.
Well, the Celtics, a couple years ago, were down 0-3 to the Heat and forced a Game 7. So, like, nothing's ever over. But you're right on this. The Knicks absolutely can win the series. They're going home up 2-0.
Man, and it's going to be bananas because you're going to have all those individuals that are faux Knicks fans that are going to be at the game. It's going to be packed. Those tickets probably going to be like $10,000 a seat.
Yeah.
Something crazy.
Yeah, it's – look, watching this at 215-592-9494. Here's where I'm at. I said it the other day. I'm jealous. That's the word I feel. That's the feeling I have. I'm jealous of the Knicks. You know why, Hugh?
Why?
Because I love the way they play. I wish the Sixers were the Knicks. I mean, I don't know how to say it. I wish the Sixers were the Knicks. I wish they had those players. I wish Jalen Brunson played here and Josh Hart played here. Mikal Bridges was literally drafted here to play for the Sixers, and they traded him away on draft night for a guy with a sesame allergy that scored 48 career points. It's funny, but it's not.
Like, no, I mean, the way you say it, it makes it kind of funny.
It's a joke. They traded away Bridges for a guy with a sesame allergy and a first-round pick they used on Tobias Harris. I mean, it's a joke.
I'm allergic to sesame.
It's a joke. And the Sixers should be embarrassed watching the Knicks because all these players played in their backyard. They could have drafted any of them. So as I watch this show, and I know it's – I mean, I'll ask you the question because it's an un – like, there's no right answer to this, okay? But for me – I like the Knicks players. I wish they were Sixers. I'd rather them win the series. I like the way they play basketball.
I do too, because they play hard nosed and gritty. You know, and they're David in this situation.
Yeah, of course.
They're David because they're fighting. They're going against the defending champs. And the defending champs probably went into that first game and, you know, everybody's like, oh, we got them in the next one. And so when you get the next one, then you get this thing they call bungholitis. You look tight now. And now you have to go back to the Garden, the mecca of basketball. And play them, that fan base is going to be juiced. I remember the Knicks haven't been good since I played in New York.
Well, and they haven't had a real title chance since then.
Yeah, it was like, John Starks? It was John Starks,
Patrick
Charles
Ewing.
Oakley. Those cats. Yep. So it's been a while since they've had that kind of basketball juice in New York. So they're going to be – it's going to be tough for Boston. It's really going to be tough for them.
215-592-9494. Are you happy to see the Knicks win in this series? I know you're not. I mean, happy,
disgusting.
Happy is a strong word. I'm jealous of the way they play basketball. Mm-hmm. I like the way they play. There's a quality to them that is 2001 Sixers. They're led by a small guard. They're underdogs, and they're just their defense is why they win these games.
See, that's the stuff that I can't take.
But it's true.
It makes me want to puke.
I know.
It's just fawning over the Nova Knicks thing. I like the way they play. Stop.
I do.
This is a New York sports team. Like, I want the people that live in New York to be miserable about sports. All of them. Every single one of them. Like, I don't feel that way about Boston fans. I'm sorry, I just don't. Like, New York is our rival in every single sport. It absolutely pains me to see the Knicks doing what the Sixers couldn't do. I'm so tired of it. I need the Celtics to come back in the series. I don't care if it pisses people off.
Well,
this is what I need to happen.
Dom pulled over a couple days ago on you for saying those kind of things.
I'm sorry. Like, it's just the way I feel. People are welcome to feel the way they want, but that's how I feel. I want New Yorkers to suffer.
Well, there's a lot going on with this series right now. Two of the biggest comebacks ever in NBA history for a team down 20 points to come back and win. The Knicks just won two games in a row on the road in Boston. I looked last night. The Sixers have never done that in the history of the franchise. It doesn't matter if it's Bird or Russell or Antoine Walker or Paul Pierce. The Sixers have never won consecutive playoff games in Boston. The Knicks just pulled it off. But there's a lot, as I said, with this series. Could we hear, you know, a lot of people, Hugh, you said most people didn't think the Knicks had a chance. One of those guys, well, he does a show. I believe this is our friend Paul Pierce. Listen to what he had to say. He basically guaranteed a Celtics victory last night. That didn't work. And here's Paul.
If the Celtics lose game two at home, I promise you, I'm walking here tomorrow.
Why you got to do that?
Wait a minute.
I'm walking here 15 miles. I'm walking here.
I don't know, Pete. This is your friend.
In my robe.
Get your friends.
No shoes on.
Somebody save him.
Bare feet.
No.
If what?
If the Celtics lose tonight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, don't do it, Paul.
I'm walking.
Paul.
Not tonight.
I'm telling you right now.
Take the series.
No, I'm taking the series.
Not tonight.
In a row, barefoot.
No.
Put the house on
it. Do not put your house on
it. Put the house on it.
So you don't think there's an opportunity to.
No shot we lose.
There's no way.
No chance.
Paul.
You got a better chance at walking out of the studio and seeing a dinosaur.
I like how he stood on business.
He did.
I respect
but
that.
But now he's got to walk to work without shoes 15 miles. And Hugh, did you see any dinosaurs outside today?
I did not.
Okay. I didn't either.
I just tweeted, did he make it to work yet? Because that
15 miles.
Because Rhea said that's like 8 hours. I was like, 8 hours to walk 15 miles?
Yeah, sure.
That's about right.
Well, I mean, I haven't walked 15 miles in some
time. Well, because I know he's walking.
Yeah.
Like, because the Boston Marathon is like, what, 20-some miles?
Well, a marathon is, 26.2 miles.
So it takes, what, 6 hours for that?
To run it, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Walking 15 miles would take a long time.
I was trying to figure that out, because people that run it, it takes, what, 6 hours, right? The 6 hours.
We'll do some math on this.
Yeah, because math don't be mathing for me. But I'm like, damn, he ain't at work yet, Joe. He ain't at work.
Average person walks between 15 and 22, 1 mile, between 15 and 22 minutes to walk a mile. That's the average person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he might be above average. He's got long strides.
Mm-hmm. So 20-minute mile.
20-minute mile times 15. That's a long time, Hugh. It takes a long time to do that.
I like how you didn't say the extra number, because I couldn't do that quick.
It does. It's okay. It's all right. Don't worry about it. All right, so
that's the longest.
It's ridiculous.
And you don't have no shoes on.
In a row.
Walking in LA.
I need
somebody call somebody like, are you all right, dog? You can't do it. Like, he has to do that on a weekend.
Yeah, I need a Paul Pierce cam as he tries to walk to work. All right, 215-592-9494. I think it's interesting to hear what people think on this. Are you happy to see the Knicks winning this series? I mean, I know Kyle gets annoyed by the Nova Knicks thing. It's real, though. There's a lot of people out there who like those players.
That's not the Philadelphia
but
that I know.
I understand. But again, the other side isn't easy to root for either. Celtics.
I understand.
This isn't Knicks Raptors.
No, I know. The thing is, first of all, a lot of people in Philly don't even claim Villanova as a Philly school.
Well, I know.
So some people, I think, talk out of both sides of their mouth.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Nova kids thing. But like, I said this the other day. I equate it to, in the Super Bowl when the Chiefs play the Niners, I needed the Chiefs to beat the Niners. Like, the Chiefs were already at the top. The Niners had just embarrassed us a little bit earlier in the season.
They were
rival, like a rival for a brief moment, right? And it could have been a little bit of recency bias. But I guess at that point, I was choosing between just the Chiefs doing it again and still being great, or the Niners doing what we couldn't do, beating the Chiefs after they embarrassed us and just making me feel worse. Like, that, then it would have been the Chiefs and the Niners. Ha ha, Eagles, losers. I would feel the same way if the Knicks did it too.
Because then another team passes them.
Then it's both the Celtics and the Knicks that can look down on us.
I cannot
have New Yorkers looking down on us.
I get it. I'm just stuck on the fact that whether or not you care about the Nova thing, they played here. Like, these players were in their backyard.
Yeah, but
and they passed on all that. One, they drafted and traded for the Sesame Allergy guy. Hugh, the other ones, Hart and Brunson were second round picks, and the Sixers took garbage players at the bottom of the first round instead of those guys. Garbage.
You know, I hate to do this to you, Joe.
What do you got now?
But I got to keep it a bean with you, because this is what we do. Like, We're talking about what we could have had.
Yes.
But, and I'm going to say, it's the culture that the Knicks have cultivated.
But those guys have created the culture. We don't have any culture.
But they had the infrastructure. They had the front office people to help cultivate that structure.
I agree
with you.
We
don't have that.
I agree with you. But look, if the Sixers had brought in Brunson, Hart, and Bridges, I do think those—
And Daryl Morey's here?
Forget Morey. But Morey wasn't here at the beginning of this. I'm just saying, if they brought in those three guys, I think those three guys would have brought the culture with them. Because the Knicks sucked. The Knicks haven't been good for 10 years. The Knicks got good when those guys got there.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I just feel like this organization, for the most part, has been a rudderless ship. And when I hear people say that, I mean, yeah, to have the players is one thing, but you also got to have the infrastructure to cultivate what these players already have.
I agree. So it's a chicken or the egg thing.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's like, I hear what you're saying, but that's something that they had belief in the coach. They had belief in the players. And this is the byproduct of that.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Celtics. When you look at these teams, man, that are good, the ones that are perennially good, like I even go to Indiana, they've been a part of something for a while,
yep.
And it took them a while to break through. So this ain't the case.
No. So the question is, do the Sixers draft losers or do they create losers? I mean, that's the question. It's the truth. They're losers. The Sixers would have never done what the Knicks did the last two nights.
Well, look at Horford.
Right
coming here, being a loser, leaving and then not being a loser.
No, I just think it's something to be said, man, about being in an organization that believes in the direction that you're going in.
Yes, yeah, so I agree with you.
And just like, you know, the Lakers won it the one year, the COVID year.
Yeah.
But they've been trying to figure it out since then. They've been going out trying to – they've been getting rental players.
Yeah, they have.
And then you talk about the team that won it last year. Those are homegrown guys.
Yeah, the Sixers have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
I understand Kyle's point about hating them because they were wearing the orange and blue and they have New York on their chest. All I know is this. If you take the way they play and you put those players here, could you imagine this city if the Sixers had Brunson, Hart, and Bridges and they just did what the Knicks did? This would be the most Sixered up this city would be since 2001.
Yeah, but whatever.
They play like the way everyone wants them here to play. That's what bothers me is the Sixers could have this, and instead we have losers. I mean, that's the bottom line. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Oh, Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will, what's going on?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, man. Listen, man, I like what the Phillies is doing, man. And, you know, like I said before, man, I think now they finally mentally tapping into one another. They mentally is tapping into the season. I think they starting to understand that, guess what, everything that's new to them, they need to do in order to win the World Series, man. And I think they're heading in the right place. And I think the adjustments and everything that they've been making, they've been working hard, man. And it's showing. Like, these guys is just not saying, oh, man, we'll pick it up like they did the last couple seasons. We'll pick it up eventually. No, they working at it now. And it's showing. You know what I mean? And I'm loving what I'm seeing. And for me, I never doubt these guys. If you look at the history of the last four seasons, they get hot around this time of the season, right? But that's not the thing. What we got to do is we got to stay hot. Now, today we about to bring the brooms out on these guys. And that's the same energy we want to keep from here on out. Let's keep bringing them brooms out, baby. Let's start, you know, letting the teams know that we are the team to beat, man. Stay mentally focused this season. And let's win this World Series.
Will's been pumped up for this team the whole
time.
Now, Will, I believe that he didn't have to be won over because he never stopped believing. You, on the other hand, Hugh, you've been doubting Douglas.
I never stopped believing.
You're doubting Douglas, and everyone knows it.
Down since day one.
Mm-mm, that's not true. Will, what's your guess for us for Hugh's Clues?
Hey, Hugh, man, I might get you on this one. I've been you know, hitting balls and whatever. You know what I'm saying? So now I might hit this homer. I know that did sound crazy.
Yeah, he in the car. Who in the car laughing? Somebody in the car laughing.
But listen, this guy, I don't think he's funny even. I think he's been a guest on the show many a times. Joe Coughlin.
Joe Coughlin's very funny.
Joe Coughlin caught a stray.
Wow.
I think Joe's funny. The Greasy Bear, I haven't heard it from the Greasy Bear in a while.
I just think it...
Greasy Bear was one of my favorites.
I'm a Joe Conklin fan, but I just think it's funny that he knows Joe's a recurring guest on the show. Like, you know that guest yet?
Yeah.
He ain't funny.
No, Joe Conklin is.
Though it would be kind of funny if Joe was your choice, that you said that Joe wasn't funny.
Joe is funny.
Yeah.
Except me and Joe have a unique relationship.
I've noticed that. Yeah, when he yells at you.
Yeah. Yeah, he is funny.
Yep. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot to talk about here. The Phillies, are they winning you back over? And are you happy to see the Knicks win in this series? I guess I can answer that question only one way. Yes, because I appreciate the way they play basketball, and I wish the Sixers played it like they do. Kyle is having a conniption every time the Knicks win.
That makes me throw off. I appreciate the way the Knicks play basketball.
I do!
I can't hear that.
What am I supposed to say about the style of play they have?
Who cares about the style? This is not like
they play with heart.
But you said the other day you hate the way the Celtics play. They jack up 53s a game. The Knicks play basketball. I can appreciate
that. Doesn't mean
the game.
I have to like.
They play
with
heart.
I don't like them. Hold on. Want them to win the title, but I appreciate the way they play.
We could never say that about the Cowboys, that we like the way they play football when the Eagles stink and they don't. Like, that's, those words should never leave your mouth.
Well, what am I supposed to say?
Screw the Knicks.
No,
it's very easy.
But you're missing my point, I think. I wish the Sixers played like them.
I know, but that's spilt milk.
Well,
the
I'm
Sixers
sorry.
Suck.
I'm angry about it. That we should be in this spot. The fact that the Sixers have wasted, I heard the camera say this morning, he's right. In the last 6 years, there's been six different NBA champions. If the Celtics go down in the Knicks, we're going to have seven different champions in 7 years in the NBA. It's been the most wide open era to win a title in 50 years in the NBA. And the Sixers wasted everything. Everything. And the only hope we have now is to win the lottery next week and take Cooper Flagg, who you think is Tyler Hero. I mean, like, this is our hope.
God, I'm straight.
This is our hope.
I'm still offended.
Yeah, that is offensive. It really is. It really is. It's unbelievable. Big Al and Mullick Hill. What's up, Big Al?
Yo, man, what's happening, guys?
Hey, Big Al, what's going on?
First, I have that Hughes Clues answer. Right?
Okay.
Blues Clues.
Al Bundy. When you said shoes, that's all I could think of was Al Bundy.
Al Bundy.
Al Bundy. From Married with Children.
Yeah. Was it Ed O'Neill?
Ed O'Neill, yeah.
Yeah, he's funny.
So that's not the answer. No. Al, he does think he's funny. But Al, what do you got on the Phils?
Well, the Phils, you know what? For a while, I was noticing that it didn't seem like they were having fun. Okay? Mm-hmm. Even though they have this little winning streak going on right now. Why did they stop giving the guys a shower after the game with the water, whoever was player of the game? Start pouring that water back on the guys' heads and all. Start having fun. You know, they said, oh, we're maturing. Forget that maturity stuff, man. Have fun. It's a kid's game anyway.
So you want to bring back the daycare and the dump and the Gatorade and the water and everyone?
Yeah,
you know what that means, Dan, if we bring it back to daycare.
What's that mean?
Gear stuffs.
No,
bring him back.
No, we're past that now.
I'm just saying.
No,
have we gotten past the Garrett Stubbs calls that's why they weren't winning? Are we done with that now?
Because not yet.
Probably not.
Not yet.
No, I just think it's, you know, let's have a little bit of fun, enjoy yourselves, and you know that seems like it brings the team a little bit closer together when you have something like that going on. You know, that's just my opinion.
I get it. And yet I think they were trying to kind of move past that and grow up a little bit. But, yeah, look, when they're winning and they're having fun, we're all good with that stuff. Al, we appreciate the phone call. So, no, it wasn't his guest there. I'm an Ed O'Neill fan.
I am, too. I was a big fan of Married with Children.
And then he had the sitcom like 15 years ago.
Not Married with Children. It was called My Wife. Not My Wife and Kids.
No, that was
when he was married to Sophia Vergara.
Modern Family.
Modern Family. Yeah, you go.
Who were you thinking? Were you thinking one of the Belushis, weren't you? My Wife and Kids? Isn't that what that was?
I think you're right. I think you're right.
One of the Belushi brothers. Yeah
he's not funny. But that's not the answer.
That's not the answer. No,
but he's not funny.
There's multiple people Hugh doesn't think is funny. Mike in Washington Township. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Mike. What's going on?
I'm not a huge basketball guy. I'm talking about the Phillies. Mm-hmm. But so what I was thinking was, I do believe in this team, and like, I'm ready. Like,
you ready to get a new phone?
Yeah,
because you got
that. Saw it last year too. Like, they go into a slump and then they get hot again, and then like that stretch. I forget if it was before or after the London series. Like, when Trey Turner went off and the team was just like firing on all cylinders.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I want to say about the team now is, and what I liked what I saw in Bryce Harper, not yesterday's game, the day before, when he got, I forget if it was a double or a single, but it just like looked like a smooth swing. And it didn't look like what he always does when he always tries to like kill the ball. And I think we just got to start.
Well, Trey's swing has been better most of the season. I think Trey's in a good spot right now. He's obviously red hot, and then he was able to turn on that ball last night for the first time in a while. He crushed that one.
Yeah, and I think that's why Trey is having a lot of success this year too, because his swing is so smooth. And like I equate like Harper's swing is like a boxer always trying to go for an uppercut. He's always looking for that long ball, which like I said, I know he could do it. And like guys like Schwarber, he could swing for the long ball any at bat, according to me, because he just keeps smacking them. But I think Harper really just kind of put a barrel to the ball like more often to stop trying to kill it.
Yeah, well, you know what? Last night he did have that one to left center field that put him up like, what was it, 5-6-1. I like that swing because he hit that ball the other way. All right, Mike, what is your guess here? Hughes Clues, someone that is supposed to be funny, but Hugh doesn't think he's funny.
I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell is very funny.
Now, and he's, and Mike, it's a good guess because he's obviously supposed to be funny. Yeah, a Will Ferrell guy.
Yeah, he's funny.
I feel like I haven't seen much Will Ferrell lately. You seen any Will Ferrell? Like, what has he done? I feel like he's kind of moved out of the spotlight.
Wait a minute, it was something I saw that I think he's a part of. I can't remember the name of it, but they were talking about like a bunch of stars. I think it was, I saw Woody Harrelson, a couple other people with something on Prime TV. Mm. Can't remember the name of it, but I saw something where he's in that. And he did a documentary with a friend of his that used to write when he was on SNL.
Okay.
That became he was a man, but then he became a woman.
I saw it when I was scrolling through Netflix. I saw something.
He chronicled their relationship.
Oh, I didn't realize that was a documentary.
Yeah, and he chronicled the relationship and how, you know, the person transitioned.
Yeah, I got you. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to do on the show here. Schwarber just came up. You got to hear this. So, you know, as we talk about the future of Kyle Schwarber in Philadelphia, something interesting said by Ruben Amaro about what really it's going to take to sign him and where the sticking point could be. So we'll get to that coming up. 215-592-9494. We got to get you a second clue here for Hughes Clues. As we try to give away a great prize, a $100 gift card to Sunoco. All right, a lot to talk about here. Are the Phillies, are they winning you back over here? They are for me. They are for Kyle. Doubting Douglas says he doesn't have to be won back over. But no,
yeah, I was always here.
No, you weren't. I mean, that's the lies. Also, Knicks, Celtics. The Knicks are up 2-0. They just won again in Boston last night. Are you rooting for the Knicks? Are you happy to see the Knicks win in this series? I think a lot of people out there are because of the connection here to Philadelphia, these players. I know. And Kyle's going to be mad all day, and he'll continue to be mad as the Knicks go up 2-0. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, it's that time of year again, people. Time to take a break from talking about bacon to share some grilling wisdom. It's officially grilling season. Elevate your grilling game with Hatfield Marinated Pork Tenderloins. They're flavorful and so easy to cook. Hatfield's marinated pork tenderloins are a game changer for any cookout. Having trouble reading today a little bit. Tuscan herb, honey garlic teriyaki, lemon garlic. There are so many different flavors to choose from, people. Head to simplyhatfield.com for retail locations that put some Hatfield pork on your fork.